Well, they, I heard them talking to each other. There's a short one and a tall one. They were way too drunk. And one of them said to the other one, "Oi, oi, Mick, what's the biggest Ricky you got?" And he goes, "Ricky Ponting." And then the other one goes, "Oh, Ricky Ponting."
Tequila. I don't want to be Ponting.
G-Man.
Is there anything for dessert or something?
Hometown Spider-Man.
Yay. I need help with doing a push-up.
This is still going?
Yep.
Where are my headphones?
You never won headphones.
Yeah, ever.
Not one single time.
Can you ask if I want some headphones?
And would you like some headphones?
Why, yes. And how did you know my name was Phones? Fuck.
I'm not going to keep it up today. It took me way too long.
I got too comfy just sitting here. We're having just a regular chin wag.
Oh, you're just chin wag.
Just a chin wag.
Gorgeous.
He's cycling. Can I talk about that on the podcast? Or is that too embarrassing?
Are you cycling? Do you have lycra?
No, I'm not wearing lycra, so it's not too embarrassing.
Do you have yet? Because my father went through a cycling phase. And he did. He was cycling for constantly for a year.
You like it?
He did like it.
Why did he stop?
I don't know.
What's the difference between going through a gay phase and going through a cycling phase?
What?
I'll cut that.
That's the second time. Have you got to the phase where you've bought padded shorts?
Well, you have to, because I don't want my asshole to hurt.
So you're cycling around in padded shorts.
You can't tell they're padded, though. They're like mountain bike shorts.
So smooth transition. It's like you're driving around in a diaper. Diaper boy.
Come here, diaper
Not one
boy.
Person has stopped me to ask if they've shit myself. They can't tell at all.
Yeah, okay. So,
by the way, take a guess. How many kilometers do you think he's done this week?
This week or just like in one go?
This week, you said, didn't you?
You can do either if you like, and I'll tell you one.
Okay. I'm going to start with in one go, and then I'm going to extrapolate. I think that you're doing...
Let me go on a week, though.
Okay, so, I think you're doing
overall, yeah.
I think you're doing, 5 kilometer cycles, and are you going every day?
No, I've only done 2 rides.
Okay, so you've done 10 kilometers.
You're saying my total's 10.
If you've only done 2 rides, and I'm saying you're going 5 apiece, that would be 10.
Hey, look, I'm not the math magician here.
And
I don't
what
know.
Are you, math magician? That's really funny.
Thank you.
How wrong am I?
You're quite
I've
a bit wrong.
Done 55 this week, and I did a.
I didn't know we'd
a
only
10
done 2.
And a like just 10-ish and 30-ish, but like over.
You did a 10-kilometer, and then you did a 30-kilometer cycle.
I think it was.
What are you training for something?
Because I am Mental aware health. That only equals 40, but it was like. You know, I'm
but if you
down.
Do like if you do
I'm
it
rounding
like,
down.
Yeah, okay.
Because I did the ride and then I rode home.
Sure.
And back. So
what's where'd you do the 30-kilometer ride? Did you do like a massive circle or you
what?
I don't know.
I found out you wouldn't believe how big some of the car parks in this area
just,
are.
Just him going like
not just a donut.
Just again.
My time really dropped and I nearly got hit by a Datsun.
Donut.
He's still dizzy.
Yeah, I can only turn left. No. How did you do it? Did you go
just
around the block
pedal, right pedal,
like
pedal,
50
right
times or something?
No, there's a trail near my house.
A 30-kilometer trail?
Comes
well,
out this way, apparently.
I went 15 out. No, it's maybe, I don't know.
So is this a mountain bike? It's not a road bike.
No, it's a mountain bike. Yeah,
it's
mountain
a bike. You're mountain biking. You're BMXing.
Well, it's all paved.
BMX
stuff,
isn't a mountain bike, is it?
I have no idea.
No.
I've never been
BMX
a bike
BMX is like
guy.
A stunt bike. Like
yeah, BMX doesn't have gears. It's just one. It's fixed gear.
And you're shifting.
I'm shifting, baby.
And a BMX, you can you break,
grind.
You break by pushing back, or it keeps going. Which one's which?
The kids' bikes, you break by going back.
Yeah,
yeah, but no other. But that's BMX. BMX does that, doesn't it?
No, BMX is you.
Yeah, you can go backwards and it just.
And what about a mountain bike? Does a mountain bike keep going back?
Every grown-up bike doesn't break by going. All the brakes are on the pedals for grown-up bikes.
By the way,
mate.
I've had a grown-up
BMX
bike.
Is the one with the big wheel at the back and then the two smaller wheels at the side of the rear wheel.
Yeah,
yes?
Right.
That you sort of lean on instead of tipping.
Can I ask before you got on
two
before you got on the bike last week? Was it last week or this week?
What day is it? Saturday this week.
Okay, before you got on the bike on Monday, let's say. let's say.
You could just when was tell the us what last? Day.
Yeah, what, I can't remember.
What's the
what was the last time you got on a bike?
Yeah, it was my Diamondback BMX in high school. Yeah.
So when then did when you got on? Did you do like the oh fuck for like 2 seconds before you figured it out?
Yeah, the guy who set it up for me was like, just I want to just give it a ride. I want to check the positioning, make sure like you're sitting upright enough and down enough. And I was like, oh.
So you went to you probably went and bought a like you went to a guy and
how much is a bike?
A friend of mine had one. He was getting rid of it.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
That's yeah. Bikes are expensive.
They can be.
Yeah, and I just don't
see my
care.
BMX.
Yeah,
not my BMX.
You don't know, it's a mountain bike.
Can we?
Is it a mongoose?
Can we ask how much it costs?
Way cooler. If it was.
Can we ask how much it costs?
Matt, that's uncouth.
It is uncouth. 100%.
I'm going to say it's cost him $3,500. Yeah, dollars. You fuck.
Oh, it's nice. I was going to say like $500 he paid if it was second hand. How much was it, Ben?
$300.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's from Audi.
Is it?
Yeah.
It.
What's that thing in the middle?
It's a water bottle.
I'm joking.
Oh.
You give it a kick and it squirts you up the padded hole.
It's nice. I'm glad that you're doing that. I went on a run today.
Yeah.
And I was shit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so bad at running. And I had my cool new runners on and I was running.
Yeah, that feels good though, doesn't it?
Around the park near my house and it's a gorgeous park.
Mm.
And I did 3 laps. I was out there for 45 minutes.
Do you think you
make
it more gorgeous or less gorgeous?
I definitely, this morning, I made it less gorgeous. I was shit. The girls were going to the tan in the city and they said, come with us. We're going to do a power walk of the tan. And I said, no, thank you. Because I was playing Fallout. And then I
was like,
that's
totally reasonable.
I'd better go and do a run.
You back on 4?
Yeah, I'm back on 4 because I watched the series.
Yep, same.
And I really liked it.
Yep.
Have you finished it?
No, I promise you, I'm going to watch the last episode
tonight
when I get home.
I've been asking him for 3 days. Yeah, I really liked it. I enjoyed the whole thing. I laughed a bit.
Laughed or cried?
I laughed.
I didn't cry.
I didn't cry.
But I enjoyed it. I didn't pick it until about 5 minutes before I had to pick it, and then I picked it.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense.
I think so.
He was telling me this mystery in the shower the other night. He wasn't there. Well, I was on the phone with him, and he's
because
like,
I was because the last, very last frame, I didn't understand.
Anyway, we're gonna have to talk.
We'll have to talk.
Finish things.
I can't podcast because I don't want to spoil it for anyone listening. And I don't want to. Spoil
it
for
you. Oh, that's just a season 2 teaser.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. But it looked like it was like,
yeah.
And I was like, I don't know what.
That's from Fallout 3, though.
Oh, is it?
See, I had some predictions.
Ah!
Shut the. I know. I'm getting very strong.
Yes, and you need to harness that power. With great strength comes back. Responsibility.
Sure. So yeah, is that Fallout 3? Okay, well that's what I was.
Well, that's good because I'll know.
Yeah, that's why I assumed you will have seen it and knew.
I said to Aiden, I said from the get go, I thought maybe at the end what they might do is like it's like a pan out thing and you see like the just someone's coat. I said if it was like Nick Valentine, you see his coat and people be like, oh my god, Nick Valentine's good. They'd bring someone from the game back in or something like that is what I'm guessing the vibe.
It
is.
Was
don't
very
tell
free
me,
heavy. I thought. Because I have not played heaps of 4.
It was 4 heavy.
Was it 4 heavy?
Was
more?
It?
More 4 than 3.
Well, wait, how was dog meat?
Well, I mean, I guess
dog
the plot follows
from
3.
4.
Yeah, dog meat
plots
was 4.
Plots follows 3.
But the ghouls as well, the ghoul, like being so
but
ghoul
like the
heavy.
The vault follows.
The first city was Nuketown.
The vault? No, the first city was
Nuketown.
They didn't call it that, but.
Oh, it's not Nuketown.
I mean, it's a crater with a bunch of wood
yeah, but
shit in it.
They call it something.
Yeah,
but it was
Philly.
It was more of like a
because it's Philadelphia, but
it was more of like a shanty town kind of look.
It was
slash Philadelphia because it's in LA, but
the plot is like finding your dad is
Nuketown's a shanty town. Do you remember Nuketown? Remember Nuketown?
Yeah, I guess you are. I guess you're right.
Also,
I just thought the edit. Go sorry, no, please.
That their vault in the series is like a community where people like live and talk and walk around, same as 3. Mm. But in 4, the vault's not that. It's just like 3 rooms and one of them's a cryo.
But there are other vaults like that in 4.
Correct, but in three,
this one looked a lot more like this vault looked a lot more Fallout 4-y than Fallout 3. Because Fallout 3 has that. All the browns and the greens and the tone, and because this was real life,
that's just the era that games were made. Everything was brown for realism.
I really enjoyed the series. I definitely enjoyed it. I'll definitely tune in for season 2.
I'll watch it.
Yeah. Also, diving into the Brotherhood and seeing the big Zeppelin thing, and all and like the planes were.
It's a combo. I don't think it's. Yeah. I wouldn't say it's more heavily either one. But it was good. Anyway, I was playing it. I went for a run. Anyway, okay. The girls. Before I moved in to this new place, mm-hmm. the girls found a PlayStation 2 on the side of the road, along with
as you do.
along with SingStar microphones and a bunch of SingStar games and a bunch of games.
Do you want to move out?
The fuck?
No, no. So they haven't been playing SingStar.
Fucking Ritzville.
Right? So we plugged it in.
Two-man sauna.
Works perfectly.
Mercedes-Benz.
Mm-hmm. Two controllers. And I went to an antique shop, that bizarre place that we went to.
Is that why you were asking me about it?
Yeah, yeah, because I wanted to go. And there was
Waverly Bazaar.
Yeah, Waverly Bazaar, but it's now moved.
It's still called Waverly Bazaar.
That's bizarre.
I know.
Thanks. And I found a place that had all sorts of games, and I went and bought some PlayStation 2 games, and I've been playing so much PlayStation 2.
What is this? This
feels Tekken like the start Tag. Of
a Brazzers video.
Oh, I do love it.
I've been playing Tekken Tag. I've been playing Ricky Ponting's Cricket 2005.
Ricky Ponting!
I've been playing SmackDown vs. Raw 2006.
I told you guys about that. No. I don't know whether I should make it public.
Okay.
Whatever, we're here now. When we were at you, when you were haven't there.
Started telling me it.
Yeah, so. Shut the fuck up. When we were at you were there. The
so rude.
Remember that? Shut the fuck up.
Keep going.
I'll slap you.
Hit me right in my padded pants. Hit me in my diaper boy. Change my diaper, bitch.
May I tell my story? Yes, that you please. Were there for. Remember when we went to that Talking Heads cover band gig?
Yeah. Wait.
No.
And there were those
yeah.
really drunk guys in front of us.
I don't remember that clearly.
Maybe they weren't so much in front of you. There was these really drunk bogan.
You were in front of me, so I had a. Which is what a stupid setting. Like a really bad way for us to be alive. Oh, no, I do remember because we moved. It wasn't when we were on the stage. It was when we were down.
No, yes, when we were down standing looking. Yeah. And there was mm-hmm. those drunk guys dancing around way too hardcore. And you're like, these dudes don't seem like they'd be Talking Heads fans.
Yeah.
But they were sort of. I heard them talking to each other. There's a short one and a tall one. They were way too drunk. And one of them said to the other one, oi, Mick, what's the biggest Ricky you got? He goes, Ricky Ponting! And then the other one goes, oh, Ricky Ponting! So now me and my friends, whenever we're drunk in the city, I'll go, hey, Steve, what's the biggest Ricky you got? And you just got to do your biggest Ricky.
That's such a fucking...
So we can get that catch on as a worldwide phenomenon. Just when you're out drinking with your friends, awesome. The more appropriate the setting, the better it is. You just go, hey, what's the biggest Ricky you got? And you go, hey, Ricky Ponting! Ricky Ponting!
Do you get style points for length or volume?
It's just your own unique way of doing it.
Okay.
And I think the bigger and better, you know when you get a good one, when you stumble on a good one.
You are saying, what's your biggest?
Right. What's your biggest Ricky?
What's your biggest
Ricky? What's your biggest Ricky?
What's your biggest Ricky?
Bang! Too much.
That's like his teacher at school. And he's on the oval throwing rocks at someone. Ricky Ponting!
But you gotta like, like that, right? You're the Barney guy. Ricky Ponting!
It's Ricky Ponting! It's that, but then you get so drunk that you just want to do it. Like, you'd be really walking along Flinders Street or something. What's your biggest dream? You get, Ricky Ponting! Yeah.
That's a good bit. And I can't believe you learned it from those two, the fucking douchebags.
I couldn't be mad at them after that because they were kind of bumping into everyone and just like taking up all the space. That's these fucking guys. And then he's like, oh, David, what's your biggest Ricky? And they did that. And I was like, no, these boys are all right. Come on, everyone, settle down. They're all right. They're all right.
Come on, guys. Show us your biggest Ricky, please.
Come on, what's your biggest Ricky?
Oh, that's so good.
I think that gig was probably the most I've seen people lose their mind compared to how bad the quality was.
Oh, they were a bad cover band?
It was a lot of different people jumping in on a lot of different things.
And it was an all-stars thing with no stars.
I don't think one of them sung. Like they were
I just laughed at the weirdest.
It was weird. Can I just like replay that?
Yeah, you
right as yeah. I don't think one of the
oh, that was the weirdest life sounded like Freezer.
none of them could sing the fucking songs. The girls, every time the girl
how
came
can you
up,
not sing a Talking Head song?
It was just like they would go like it good da, da, and then they'd drop down the octave because it's too high for them. I'm like, well, get someone else to do it.
Change the keys.
Change the key.
Sort it out.
Yeah.
But he's talking most of the time. Why am I yawning so much all of a
time? He just got all that Ricky Ponting took the gas out.
Yeah, the Ricky Ponting really was really funny.
Yeah, I need to take a nap now. That was so much.
That's so good.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
Nothing before important.
That? I don't know. You mentioned Ricky and
I was talking about PlayStation, but
oh yes, too.
Yes, yeah.
But it doesn't really matter.
I'm getting another one because this one doesn't work with the HDD anymore.
Oh really? Mine's got a
hasn't worked since we took it to the theater.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the traveling must have like broken
sucks.
Something. That's all right. It's $50 and I'll have it going.
I don't have one like that thick one, like the classic PlayStation. It's the PlayStation boy? Slim.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the girls just bought like a little dongle thing at the back that just goes straight to HDMI. It's called PlayStation to HDMI or PS2 to HDMI.
Mm-hmm.
It works perfectly. We've got all sorts of games. And then Sass went back to her parents' place and brought back like Tekken Tag and Tony Hawk and all sorts, which is great. So I've been this morning. I got up early.
Before school?
Yeah, I got up early. I moved the chair close to the TV and I was playing Tekken. And then I was playing all sorts. I'm trying to unlock everybody in Tekken Tag.
Mm.
And I forgot how fucking difficult Tekken Tag is.
Is it easier or harder when it plays at the right frame rate the whole time?
It's easier.
It is easier.
You guys should just come over and we'll play Tekken Tag.
Tekken Tag's fucking good.
Was so hard. Tekken Tag 2 has got more characters than Tekken Tag 1.
That's the big roster. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, that's the big roster. I don't have it. Not sure. Actually, I'm not sure on that one.
I am.
Yeah, Tekken Tag 2 is where you can play like volleyball and stuff.
Yes, yeah.
Tekken Tag 1 is good.
It's a bad guy from Harry Potter, isn't it?
Dumb. This is a slow one.
Oh, boy.
I'll do the Ricky Ponting material.
I'm carved out. I had too much Subway.
What'd you eat? Subway?
Meatball?
A little
Schnitty?
Oh, no. Chicken Tez.
Yeah, okay. But chicken Tez?
I haven't had Subway in ages after, you know, all the dramas they had.
What was the dramas? Because they said their tuna wasn't tuna?
No, the bread wasn't bread.
What?
The bread is so, like, whatever-y. Preservative-y? This is sugary, they can't be.
It's been that way since I worked there. I knew that they were, like...
But, you know, a current affair is... formerly disgraced bread... Subway bread.
We've done this. We did this 10 years ago where people are like, it's actually considered a
confectionery.
Confectionery.
Same as McDonald's. Do you know McDonald's isn't good for you?
I know it's not because...
Ricky Ponting!
Because Jared isn't backing it. And he only backs wholesome, good, healthy things. I haven't seen him for a while. He retired, he stepped out of the limelight somewhat.
They went for a new, they've hired Diddy.
They've gone in a different direction.
Yeah.
So that bit on Conan where the guy is saying Jeffrey Epstein. I haven't spoken to him in a while. Jeffrey Epstein. He's like, yeah, Jeffrey Epstein.
The pedophile. No, the financier.
Yeah, I'm talking about the New York financier. He's like, yeah. That's such a great.
No, I'm gonna call Ghislaine. It's the only way to sort this out. Something's gone awry here.
Best part of that when he goes, okay, yeah, almost got me.
Sure thing, Conan.
I don't know who that guy is, but I know that clip. Anyway,
Jim Downey, Saturday Night Live writer for a long time.
You both just looked at me then.
You are the host.
Well, I wanted to talk about this Arj Barker thing because it's so...
Also, fuck Arj Barker.
Why?
I don't like Arj Barker.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Well, yeah.
How come?
I thought it was because of this thing.
I haven't really looked into it because I looked at it and I went, classic Barker. And then I put it down.
Classic Barker.
That's him.
That's just got Arj written all over it. I don't know.
Formerly disgraced comedian Arj Barker.
He kicked a crying baby and a mother out?
In the face. Both of them in the face.
Went right down there and said, hey! Because he's really loud.
He came over and he went, Ricky Ponting! Yeah.
What's your biggest Ricky with your baby?
She was crying. Breastfeeding?
Like we've discussed in the past, the headline was breastfeeding mother gets kicked out of Arj Barker show.
Uh-huh.
Then you read the article and the baby was being... Heckling. Disruptive enough for him to be like, what's that like making noise and such? And
he's drunk.
The baby was fucking. Blitzed. And then he just said, can you take the baby out of here? It's a 15 plus event. It's distracting the show. We're going to move the baby. And that he got to. But then he went on the next day, like, people expecting him to apologize. He's like, I'm not. It was distracting. There was a baby making noise, and then like, I'm trying to say the word suckling, but like he said, he could hear it. And then he started like, apparently he riffed on it a little bit, and then it was distracting. It was like, you gotta go.
See, the baby was on the project as well.
Say again?
Of course, the project shit show that it is, they had the mum and the baby on. Don't you think man had the thing and the baby wouldn't shut the fuck up then either?
Is that really? True?
Yeah. And they're like, do you? So, yeah, interesting that it.
That's very funny.
Could we maybe give the, could bub go to dad maybe for a little while? And she had to be like, yeah, I'll sort it out. And had to give the kid off.
If your baby is that like that, look, if your baby is so bad, for lack of a better word, if your baby's always going to be yelling or screaming, and I get that you want to come out, and yeah, I get that you should absolutely be able
kill
to do that.
Baby, yeah.
You should know when you have to get up and leave. It's like theaters. Yeah. I've been at shows.
I'm only laughing because I just pictured her going, "Hey, baby,
yeah,
you're just your biggest Ricky."
Ricky Van Dyne.
It's like you've been at shows. You've been performing at shows. Like the theater that we've performed at a bunch has a quiet room at the back to take your baby, so it's soundproof. It still plays the thing, so you don't miss anything. But you can go in there and just chill out. And the baby can go in there and just fucking scream its head off and it doesn't bother anybody.
Yeah.
Not saying every venue needs to have that, but the mother or the father should say, do you know what? I'll just take it out. Like, stop trying to make it happen.
Bring one of their boxes from Quiet Place. How much can they make? It's just wood and foam. A couple of phone books.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Quiet Place on the go. We could start this thing.
Yeah, also
I think the narrative at the get-go was people were like, what a piece of shit. And then it's come over. People have been like, oh, you know, yes, that's fair enough.
Yeah. You know, she should have taken the kid out.
Definitely should have gone if it was disruptive. Which
it's not often that you get a news story that swings like that. Like everyone starts on social media and one cam goes, you know what? Maybe we're...
Yeah.
You know, when I was... this is dark as fuck. You know what? I won't tell that.
Okay.
It was an example of the same.
I want to know.
In Shepparton, there was this... There was this, is it the mum or the dad? They both survived. Okay, so there was a family.
Oh my
they
God.
Both smooth transition.
In a way, they're related.
When we did 12 Angry Men.
Yeah, I do not like him from like around there.
No, well, that's not what I was going to say. When we were doing such, you know, don't try and figure me out, okay? You'll never know where I am.
I don't need to. I figured you out.
I knew we had some real world encounter.
Yeah, we had a real world encounter with Arjbach
and Will Anderson.
Fuck him.
No, Will's all right.
The front row, when we were doing it, remember there was that teenager with the robot baby. And the baby was
crying.
This
has nothing to do with Arjbach. This is our show.
No, this is our show. Yeah, and we were like, what the fuck is that? And in fairness, that person took it out. But like, as soon as the baby started crying, I was like, kill it, get it out, get it out, get it out. Yeah. But I wouldn't say it.
And it wasn't until later that we found out that it was a robot baby.
Yeah.
And
also, like, by the way, dude, I thought the baby was fucked up because I was downstage right at the time of when it was getting out, and it was like, it was getting out when they were taking it out, and it swaddled, and I looked to see, I was like, this fucking baby, and I looked at it, and it was like this.
And I was like, all twisted up like a car accident.
Ricky Bondig. Yeah.
No wonder it was crying.
Also, Arj, if you can't have your fucking audience laughing loud enough to drown out a baby, give up.
Yeah, but it's in those like build up moments. I think he was saying, it's like, you know, you build a joke, and then you get, and then it's like a, and if, you're like, fucking hell.
It's really messing you up. Retire.
You just said there was a baby crying. And I was like, kill it, get it out.
Yeah, but guess what? I'm not as good as Arj Barker. Also,
so he should be better.
No. Listen, the baby here, right, was weird and was crying, and we were doing a serious quiet play. Right? And they did the right thing. They took it out.
Arj Barker should care less about his
work. Arj Barker should realize that he's pulling in thousands of people to see his shows.
Yeah.
And some of those people are going to bring a baby. And if your material can't stand up to a little bit of suckling, then you
that's
know,
the headline.
Yes. Then Arj Barker's material doesn't stand up to suckling. Then you don't get to do it. That's
veteran
my take.
Comedian. Derailed by one nipple.
Yeah.
There's an addition to this story as well that I don't know if you know. Yeah. But so I think we told this on the podcast. So we're doing the show. We hear a baby crying. We all go backstage, start whinging about this baby. Huh? Yeah. And then the person in the show is like, oh, it's my niece. It's not a real baby. It's a baby she has for whatever class it is at school. And that made us even more mad. We're like,
why would you fucking bring the robot baby?
Yeah. And then can't you just take his fucking batteries out or whatever?
We were at the start. Everyone was like, oh, it's a bit annoying, but like, thanks for coming kind of thing. Yeah, and like, yeah, I mean, it would have been nice if they'd left earlier. You can't predict these things. It's like, well, there is a bit of yelling in the show. Maybe we woke it up, blah, blah, blah. And someone was like, yeah, it's a one of those fucking robot ones. I'm like, is it? Does it need to go back to the school in one piece? Yeah. Or?
Anyways, so then Aiden and I are doing Seussical like a year later, and I'm telling this story outside in a circle. People being like, this fucking baby. I'm like, this fucking girl brings this thing. And then I got through the whole story. I was pretty aggressive about it. And this guy across the circle goes, yeah, that was my daughter. And it was Sean's brother. And that's I was like, oh, fuck. And it ended up being all right because he was like, yeah. I was like, why the fuck did she bring the baby?
Also, by the way, I didn't tell the baby to leave. So that's a difference point between
Well, he didn't tell the baby to leave.
Simmering away on it.
Can you imagine if like halfway through the show you were delivering a monologue and you just went,
you know what? I don't think he's guilty. Also, get that fucking baby out of here.
You try and work it in of like, you know, these kids, they come from across the tracks. They're poor. They just bring babies into plays all the fucking time. I don't know. Maybe he's guilty.
I'm fixing to be guilty in a second, motherfucker. Get that baby out of here.
Sometimes homicide is justified, as I'll demonstrate.
Yeah.
What happened?
You look like you were about to say something, so I stopped.
I was going to ask him a question about your. If we can't talk about this, let me know. Neighbors getting robbed. Was there any more like?
Oh my god! Yeah. Somebody called Rob.
I only remember
home invasion.
I only remembered today because I mentioned it in passing. I was at the dog park with Connie, and I said, "Oh, Ben's." It was the worst thing I could have said to her.
Oh really? Why?
Yeah, because she lives around the corner from him, and they're like they check their doors three times every like before.
Oh, why are they like just nervous?
It seems that way. And I was like, oh, I wish I didn't fucking say anything.
Like, is that her version of your hypochondria?
Yeah.
Is someone breaking into the house?
You gotta remind me to tell you about my fucking panic attack at the seafood restaurant.
Oh, dude. Sounds like the worst time ever. He was like, I was like, what are you doing
tonight? Can anyone else smell fish?
I said to him that day, I go, what are you doing tonight?
He goes, I need a big Ricky. Go.
Ricky Bunting! He goes, I'm going to a restaurant with Ben and Bruce. It's it'll be nice. I was like, oh, nice. Where are you going? I don't know. Bruce loves it. Apparently it's a place where you all put bibs on and they just chuck a whole bunch of seafood on the table. Yeah. It's like, ugh.
Was it in the city? Hey? Was it in the city?
No, it was in...
It was a different one.
Kilsyth? No.
Somewhere really far away from Kilsyth. Sort of the ocean.
It's near Mount Waverley.
Like, oh my God, there's no ocean near there.
No,
well, that's the thing. We had this conversation because I told Bruce.
No, I don't want the seafood on the table seafood. From Mount Waverley, baby.
What I said to him was, he messaged us and he said, oh, Benno was coming, because Benno was coming down from Bendigo. And he was like, what do you guys want to do? There's this seafood place we really like. It's cool. They do it. They put it on the table. It's like interesting. It's weird.
That sounds horrible.
And I was like, I don't really like seafood very much.
Yeah, so why the fuck would you go?
Well, that was it. He'd forgotten. Halfway through the conversation, he's like, do you want to get seafood? And I was like, I don't really like seafood. And he was like, all right, I'll book us in for seafood. And it wasn't until the next, like, I was at his house and we were about to go. And I was like, I don't really like seafood. And he's like, why didn't you say anything? And I'm like, I did. It was the first thing I said to you.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, true. And I was like, I'll be fine though. Like, I like prawns.
They'll have bread.
But he made it's just like our argument we had a long time ago about the eggs, like which place had the best breakfast. And we really got into it. He was like, I just thought your palate was more like refined than that. And I wish I was a bigger person than I
am. It just set you off for some reason.
I was there. And then we were eating it.
Were you there?
No, I just remember hearing about it afterwards. Right. It's just like he said it and it set him off because they were arguing about eggs.
That was a long, long, long time.
I was like, how fucking dare he not like the same eggs that I like?
Anyways, because it all comes down to palate.
So he's saying your palate's not good enough to like seafood.
Bruce was implying his palate was less refined and it was the lesser thanning that he was like, fuck you.
I think it's going to be pretty fucking less if you're going to eat seafood from a bag.
Well, that's it. It was quite
expensive. Mount Waverley. There's no Waverley pier.
There's no middle of nowhere up Waverley.
I need to tell you
that much. I need to make it clear. I was very appreciative. Plus, Bruce's boyfriend paid for everything.
Bruce got a boyfriend. What's their name?
I'm not going to tell it on
What's their full name and address?
Beautiful man.
Really?
I was a huge fan.
Gorgeous. Stinks of seafood though.
Stinks.
He paid for everything. He's cool.
Also eats the mussel shell. Oh, very strange.
Leaves the entire mussel.
Yeah, just
it came and it was like all the seafood is cooked in the same bag and then dumped on the table.
Sack.
And I was like, that doesn't feel like
it's just slop your piece of shit.
Yeah, pretty much. And of course, was it red?
It tastes good because it's covered in butter and garlic. That's the sauce.
Okay.
So and I was like, okay, that's why it's like but anyways,
God, the smell.
Right before we ate it.
The tables. Imagine having to clean up. Was the table covered in plastic?
Yeah, it's a paper thing. Yeah,
paper.
They put a paper thing over it. Yeah.
Oh, could you imagine the drippage?
Don't worry, you don't have any cutlery.
Oh,
you're just using your bare hands off the table.
No. You have gloves.
You don't have gloves.
You know, they give you black gloves.
You just pick it up off the table.
Have you been?
Yeah, we went to a spicy one in the city.
Ew.
It was fucking full on.
Ew.
We all got mixed bags, so there's just four sacks of shit they threw on the table.
It's
so what was in it? Mussels? Calamari?
We had
baby octopus. I know there was baby octopus in there.
I want to find a photo.
Yeah, I had that.
Definitely mussels, baby octopus, fish.
Yeah, it's a crazy.
That's what the table looked like at the end.
Oh my god, that's so fucking disgusting, Matthew. Oh, crab.
Yeah, so there was crab, mussels.
Oh, they ate the lot.
Prawns. Bugs.
Moreton Bay bugs.
Yeah,
they're nice. Moreton Bay bugs.
Look, it was all very
terrifying.
Like it was. Are they? Oh, this is.
Half-Life crab.
Do they
look like a thing from Alien?
Is it coming out of the like?
Jesus Christ!
Is it coming out of like a cow giving birth?
So fucking upsetting.
It's.
Is it coming out of the?
You look great. You look so happy.
But here's right before we ate it. Bruce's boyfriend. Bruce was saying something like, "Do you want to get something else?" Like they were being accommodating, and his boyfriend was like, "Oh, do you not like seafood?" And I was like, "Not really, but like, I'm here to fuck around. I'm here. He was ordering, he was getting it. I was like, "You go for it. I'll dive in and have a go." And he's like, "You're not allergic, are you?" Which is like the worst thing you could have said. And I was like, "I don't think so." Oh. And he was like, "Have you had like lobster, crab?" I'm like, "No." And he's like, "Well, guess we'll find out tonight." And that was it. And obviously, I had two beers, so I was feeling out of my body. And I ate the crab, and I was like, my throat's closing up. And I had to.
This is it, boys.
I had to go into the bathroom.
Ricky Potter. I can't even Ricky right now. I need an EpiPen.
I had to go into the bathroom, and like I went into like the disabled one, so I could just go in by myself. I'm looking in the mirror going, stop it.
Really?
Stop it. I'm like, your throat isn't closing up. This is all in your head. You're going to ruin everyone's evening. If you go out there, like, because I just gone from like, I was personable and everything just, and I was in my own head.
Oh,
and
then I'm like,
pull it together.
Fucking God, we live with Phoenix as the Joker.
Different lives we live.
And then I went out. I was fine. And I was like, I was Googling, and I'm like, if I am allergic, it should be like, I should be dead like now.
If you were anaphylactic, everyone else at the table would notice something.
Yeah.
And if you're allergic, it'd swell. So you're fine.
So I went out and it was good.
Oh man, that's so funny.
You just had to get through that window of, I'd already be dead if I was allergic, so I must be fine.
Exactly. I didn't eat any more crab.
Unless you slightly scroll down and it said, some delayed onset symptoms can happen in 2 hours. You're like, fuck, another hour.
Like, shit. But then, we went and Bruce's boyfriend bought us these like Lebanese donuts that were just fucking unreal. Like I just got treated like an absolute queen that night.
Yeah.
Really?
We were getting carted around.
Interestingly, not a king.
No, I was a queen. I was getting fed donuts and seafood and driven around in this nice car that parallel parks itself. And
what the fuck? Who is this person?
He is everything. I want him. I'm trying to get Bruce out of there so I can fucking sneak on in. Yeah.
Well.
It was a good time. It was a good time.
It sounds horrible. It sounds absolutely heinous.
And I was only getting butt hurt because it was the refined palate thing, and then we went there. I'm like,
why is he doing this, Queen? Butt hurt?
Yeah. What's up?
I've said butt hurt before.
What's up? What's going on?
Butt hurt is we all say butt hurt.
Do we?
We
drag us into your mess.
Yeah.
You got treated like a queen, and you weren't butt hurt. Okay. Interesting.
Stop looking at me like this.
Do you know I was talking to my housemates today, and they said, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going to Matt's. Into a podcast." And
oh,
they
God,
said,
don't tell them something mean they said about me.
No. And then one of them said, "Have you ever done anything with Matt?" And I said, "No."
And why'd you lie?
And they said,
I had a lot of fast food back in the day.
I find that hard to believe.
And really?
Said, oh, wow.
That's fine. We've never done anything. Even to the point where once I remember you saying, "God, it'd just be easier if I was gay."
It would be so much easier.
So much easier. I said, "Yeah, it would have been, but you're not, so it's fine."
Yeah.
And then she said, "It just seems like you guys would have gotten high one night and just thought, wouldn't it be funny if we touched dicks or something?" And you haven't? And I said, "No, not really."
It seems like they really enjoy the idea, though.
They do.
Why did they think you would need to lie about it, though?
Oh, yeah. It just was, it was like, oh, that seems hard to believe. Not I would lie, but it's just
it
like,
hard to believe?
Yes, you did.
The most?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. How would I know? I'm part of the duo.
Yeah, yeah. But like,
in question. We're obviously a trio. We're a package deal.
I haven't had a gay experience with any of my male friends beyond kissing you guys when I'm drunk.
Not even bruise?
What? No, I've never had a very gay experience
platonic
with a
bath.
Male friend.
Have you had a gay experience?
No.
Ben?
Not with Bruce.
Have you had a gay experience, Ben?
No.
Well, define gay experience.
Yeah, that's true. He kissed me in the pool that time.
Have you guys had your dick sucked? Dick touched by man?
Dick sucked, dick
no.
touched. Butt touched.
My penis has never or have I touched another man's penis.
Your Honor.
Your Honor.
Your Honor.
Yeah. Yeah. I missed out on the gay experiences, but I also never had a drawing.
There's still time.
Yeah.
If you really feel like you're missing out.
I just never had a drawing to. And it is, like, that's when they're like, I find that hard to believe. I'm like, is that...
I don't think it's like that they think that you're gay.
No, I'm not worried about that. I just meant, is it more common than I...
Oh, I wouldn't have said so.
No, have you had gay experiences with your male friends? Any of your male friends?
Yeah, but they're gay.
Were they gay? Yeah, they're gay. Yeah, of course. Any straight...
No.
Yeah.
No. One of them really wants to know how big my dick is, though. He's asked me a couple of times.
Like, you were playing like cards funny. Or something, playing Go Fish, and he's like, oh.
But also recently, I was, so that was, and then I was with, and we were in the car with his girlfriend. We're driving to get ice cream, and like, I brought up that story, and like, that's so fucking weird. Why'd you ask that? And he was like, I don't know, how big are you? And then he just asked again. I was like, stop asking us that.
Maybe it's got something to do with the fact that I'm not so reserved, that you both know what my penis looks like because of every photo I've sent, and I'll kiss you on the back of the head in the pool, that I'm
it's probably part of it.
If I want to have a gay experience, I can make it happen.
Yeah, you can make it
happen. Smooth transition.
Not sure about that.
Yeah. So no. No, we haven't.
Yeah, no, we haven't.
It's nice to keep that camera, little bit of spice.
The camera can see me wink at Ben. I was like, yet.
Yeah.
Maybe we should spin the narrative that we have.
Why? What do we gain?
I don't know. Just to like, just. To
I only do things for gain.
I only do things that benefit me.
Yeah.
Be fun. Content.
Yeah.
Content?
Content?
Ricky Ponting.
Ricky Content.
So Ricky Ponting's international cricket 2006 is actually incredibly difficult.
Okay.
And
you got on the PS2, yeah?
Yeah.
I can get you in that.
Yeah, yeah. You guys should just come round. We play PlayStation 2.
I remember Ricky.
Tag.
Did you have beanbags or we crisscrossed on the floor?
No, we're crisscrossed.
Yeah, that's cool. That's
I got two. Actually, we've got seats.
My tummy's too big to crisscross.
Which is crazy. We've got seats.
How
one seat that kind of rocks. One seat that's more like a Grandpa Joe chair.
Oh, yeah. Have you been a bed?
No, just a chair.
Grandpa Joe didn't have a chair.
Yeah, but we do. We call it Grandpa Joeing if you're in a chair. Don't know why. Because you're rocking, I guess. And Grandpa Joe famously didn't. He just sort of sat in a bed and ate cabbage soup.
Maybe you're Grandpa Joeing because your legs don't work till you want them to.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
What a piece
Does
of
anyone
shit
else's Grandpa Joe. Works leg when they don't, legs work when they don't want them to?
No, I'm saying.
I get, no, well, they don't move, but they do work now. See?
Proof. I but you wanted it to, then.
No, I didn't ask for that.
No, all right.
Ridiculous. We've lost something.
I don't know what we're doing anymore. We're so tired.
I think we should put it back on the shelf. What do you reckon, boys?
Yeah, it's had its run.
You know that golf place we go to, the driving range?
The one around the corner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that you really hate.
I hate it. The new one's so much nicer.
Yeah, I want to go there because I went to this place the other day with Benno and Bruce and I just had the worst time. Remember the place we went and we played mini golf? You, me, your sister, your sister's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That place.
The leafy joint.
Yeah, yes. That was it. I went there and I was like fucking hitting balls across leaves. There was a dead animal on the thing and shit. A lot of poop.
Nah, the nice one, Morac it's called. It's like, I don't know how close it is. It's not that close. It's nice. They've just redone it.
Yeah.
Big, like 20 bays. What?
No, I thought about just then because when you like, you don't know where it is, but you're always pointing. Like that's how you tell stories.
Yes.
And then you were like this for a bit. And I was like, I remember a screenshot that we have in our group chat. Anyway, let's keep going.
It's out there. It's got like 20 bays and then it's got like tracking. So you can see where your ball went and there are like game modes you can play. Where it's like longest drive or...
Oh, yeah.
Or, and it, so when you're looking out, it's got all of the, you know, the green bit, the grass. And then there's like a red circle, a yellow circle, a blue circle, and a, I can't remember what other color circle, white, I think. And then you can like use those to just aim if you're just chipping or whatever. And they're quite a distance, right? You really have to smoke a drive to get to the yellow patch all the way down the back. But then when you go onto like the score points game, it shows you on the screen that anywhere around those, you know, outside of those is 5.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It's really cool. I love it a lot. You go an hour, unlimited balls.
Oh.
You buy drinks, you get food there.
I'll fuck with that, yeah.
Yeah. For 3 people, it was like, I think it was like $25 each.
Yeah, I'm down to clown.
Yeah, it was that really fun. Good. It was really, really fun. And you bring your whole bag. I'll bring my whole bag and we can just play. Yeah, anyway, it's really, really fun.
Go-karting? We're going to go go-karting?
I like go-karting.
Yeah, I'd love to go go-karting. Somebody said something like that.
When we went to that driving range, we hired a driver and the fucking head of the driver came up. That place fucking blows.
Yeah, it sucks. It totally sucks.
And then I took it back and it had already been glued. It had dry glue on it. And I belted a ball and I picked it up and I took it in. She's like, it's like, you gave me the shit broken driver that you poorly repaired and you're rolling your eyes at me for bringing it back when it didn't do the basic job it was supposed to do.
Fucking hell.
The toilet there is fucking disgusting.
Ugh.
It's one of those ones you walk in and it's like you have to close the door. It's tight. It's tight. Yeah. So when Benno went into the toilet, we pushed a wheelie bin up against the gap in the door and then you know those circle bins? It's like that.
You guys are the worst friends.
We put the circle bin on top of the wheelie bin so it was at his height. And it went like clunk and then he opened the door and we're like, ha ha ha. And then a rat comes out of the bin and jumps down at him. And he was like, geez, and we moved the bins out and got him out of there. It was fucking, that place fucking blows.
Yeah, that's gross. That's so gross.
Shut the fuck up.
That's so gross, man.
Yeah, it was no bueno. Not my favorite place. The people got robbed. That's what we were talking
That's
about.
That's where we're
I don't
at.
Know if we should talk about
we don't
it.
Have to. No, I thought it might have been an interesting story.
A bunch of people showed up, threw a brick through the window, and tried to steal their car keys.
Okay.
Now give us your biggest Ricky. Give us your biggest Ricky.
Do you call getting drunk getting Rickied now?
No, you just get drunk and then you do your biggest
Ricky. Went out the other night, I got absolutely fucking Ricky'd.
I was off my fucking pont.
That's a good one. I was off my fucking pont. Pana!
All right, I've got to finish a story that'll either make you guys laugh or you'll go ew, and that'll be a great ending.
I think everything's uphill from the
Oh my God. So.
Thanks. So nothing's happened.
Nothing's happened.
But why would you want to get rid of this nice tension?
Yeah. Have we ever gotten close?
No.
No. You wanna?
No.
Oh, damn it.
Sorry, man.
That's okay. You're not attracted to me. It doesn't bother me.
I love yet. You. I love you. But I don't want...
I love you as an object.
In my mouth.
And you've seen it.
I have.
So you'd know if you wanted it in your mouth.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it... From what I've heard of these photos, you could probably pretty up the photos a bit, you know.
Sort of like how a doctor sees a cadaver before they fucking...
Pale they fucking, and fucking...
Oh, God.
It was like a fire engine red.
Boomer's
Facebook pic, like...
It
just front-facing camera, staring down at it.
I'll show you.
I don't want to see it.
Oh, God, that's really funny.
Yeah.
So...
Having seen the picture myself...
Yeah. That's hilarious. You said it was from underneath and the flash was on. That's all I've got. And it's just
like... the flash is on and he's like... holding it like...
See my face.
Where's the money, Lebowski?
Oh, man.
I'm getting money out of
it. Fire engine red. Fire engine
red. So, Sienna was working this home show in Melbourne. So me and Connie went to this to check out this thing. And we're just wandering around looking at all the different like stalls and homes. Shit.
Obviously, because Sienna was working there, they went to check out
the We had the nothing else to do. I mean, if she was the one that was like, you guys should come check this. And I was like, I guess I got nothing to
do. Yeah, I've seen fences. I know what different fences look like. I should come see new versions of those fences. What's
the best in fence technology?
What have they done?
By the way, it wasn't just fences. She was just had a stall at this place.
Uh-huh.
It was like a...
Doors, windows.
Yeah. Were there TVs?
It really was no benefit to anyone who's not buying or building a house.
No, yeah. Why would they be?
I got there and I just went around getting free things.
Pens and...
Yeah, exactly.
ShamWow.
You know what I did have?
USB sticks.
I did have 3 shots from the only stall that I liked. I went past and this guy was like, Hey, brother, come over here, brother. And I was like, okay, yeah, went over. And he was like, you want to try this? Try this, you're going to love this. And I was like, yeah, I'll give it a go. And it was whiskey, he's selling whiskey. And I thought he was going to do it and then upsell me. And he's like, would you like to try this one as well? And I was like, it's like a coffee infused. You really give it? He was great. And I took it and he was like.
Sounds South African.
He's like, are you a, yeah, I'm trying to keep it vague enough. He's like.
But then say he's Greek. Why are you going to give it?
Are you a gin man? I'm like, I guess so.
I am right now.
And I had another shot of gin. And I was like, thanks.
Ooh, a shot of gin.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He was giving me it all.
Brother.
And then I hung around the wine a bit.
You just hung around.
Yeah, like, and I was like looking at the list, being like waiting for one of them to, because they were giving free samples to people. Right.
Yeah.
And Connie's like, we got to go. And I was like, hold on. And I was like, oh, look at this.
But look, they have a Shiraz, maybe. Do they?
I'd love to try
Is
one.
It any good? I don't know. I haven't had it.
Anyways, we were trying these massage chairs. And Sienna was on her break. And so she came with us and she's on a massage chair there. Connie's on one next to her. I'm across from them on my own. And this guy who's running the massage chair area.
The area.
Wanted nothing to do with me. He was so creepy. He put his hands on them to like adjust the thing. And I shit you not, he said, I'll get a wet wipe in case you finish.
Oh my God.
Those are words that came out of this man's face at a home show to potential customers.
At least he's sort of like thinking ahead and being considerate.
He was disgusting.
That's fuck. Was he hot?
No.
Was he hot?
Well, see, that's why. Because if he was hot, it's not disgusting. It's like, oh, Mr. Sheffield.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Do you come with the chair?
Well, that's obviously in this instance, it's horrible. But I've spoken to so many girls and there is pretty privilege for boys. It's only creepy if like a guy's done this in this instance, by the way, it's disgusting. Regardless. Okay, yeah. The wet wipe comment is gross. But if it's like, he's being really creepy, like he like put his hand in the doorway and I felt really like I didn't like it. But then you go, was he hot? And they go, no. You go, okay. If he was hot, what would you do? And she'd be like, well, I would have been like really happy that he was into me.
That's crazy.
And then all of a sudden it's not creepy anymore. Or it's like I was outside and he came outside and he just wanted to talk to me and it was so creepy. Mm. It's like, was he hot? No. Big surprise. Only hot guys, only creepy guys are ugly.
Smooth transition.
Have you heard this thing, boyfriend dick?
Yeah.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah. It's this Reddit post.
It's like the right size. You can take it all the time.
No, but there was this.
You don't want like, well, you don't. Well, this is true. You don't want like this 9-inch fucking hog every day of your life. That might be a special occasion cock.
There's this Reddit post that's going. Let's
keep it in the cupboard.
Went viral a little bit where this girl says, this guy says, my girlfriend told me that I have what's called boyfriend dick.
Yeah.
So me and my girlfriend were laying in bed and talking about sex. She brought up penis size, which is something I don't usually like to bring up because I think nothing good can come of it. Well, she asked me what I thought of my size and I said, I think it's a good size. So I asked her what she thought of it and she said, I have a boyfriend dick. I was confused when I heard this and asked what she meant. She said that it's the perfect size for a long-term relationship, but for a one-night stand or a casual thing, it would be a bit lacking. I was taken back by this comment and left the room.
Put his fucking kimono on and stormed out.
When I came back, I told her the comment bothered me and she assured me that she was satisfied. And
what's wrong? Nothing.
Yeah.
She assured me that she was satisfied and that my penis is fine. Which is
Jesus, don't use the word fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
She said bigger dicks need time to recover from and require too much prep. This didn't help at all. It's been a week since the comment, but I can't seem to shake it.
Told you, that's a dick you can take all the time.
But I think there's a like a space in between for husband dick.
I don't know.
It's like, but for to say what's like, it? For a one night stand, it'd be a bit lacking.
Yeah, well, that's
like there's no way that
bullshit.
That's also, anyone's going to take that
you
well.
You don't know the size of his dick before you go and have sex with him. If you've met the guy at a bar or even on Hinge, you're not sending pictures of each other's bits. I went on a date the other day. I slept with her. Like I didn't know what
How
she looked
was
like.
Her dick?
Her dick was huge. I didn't know what she looked like. She didn't know what I, you know, like nude. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, do you know what I mean? Like for a one night stand, I would have been lacking. It's like, well, you don't know. So I guess you're going to have a lot of lacking one night stands if you need 9 inches or something. You know what I mean? Is my point coming across here?
No, I'm lost entirely.
I'm saying if she's saying it would be lacking, well, then you must have had a lot of lackluster experiences if that's your criteria for a good one night stand.
The gotcha is you have to have a big fucking.
Yeah, but she doesn't know which guy has got a huge honker. Before she sleeps with them. So then she sleeps with them and she goes, oh, that one wasn't very good.
There's an easy tried and true method to work out who has a big penis in a bar.
Is it my patented method?
No, there's another. It's actually Ben told me about it.
Oh, really?
You go up to them and you say, give us your biggest Ricky. And if their Ricky's big.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know. I'm pretty into him. He's got big Ricky energy.
Hey, it's G-Matt here from The Real G-Matt. And don't forget that if you enjoyed this episode of the G-Matt podcast and you want to hear more, we also have the podcast post show, which is available exclusively to our Patreon supporters at patreon.com/G-Matt podcasts. The podcast post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the regular podcast where we wrap up the episode and talk about the things we didn't have time to talk about. Don't forget to rate this podcast on your podcast app of choice and share it with all of your friends.